We're joined this morning by Vanessa Cuesta with the Lorain County Metro Parks. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. You're talking my language here. With the outside and the woods and
yes. There's a little sunlight coming in here through too. I can't figure it out. There's this like glow of sunlight right here, and I don't know whether it's coming through part of the windows up here because we're in like a curved. But this building's like a sort of a C shape. It has a curve to it, but a lot of activity going on here later on with a lot of the True North Cultural Arts. So half of this is True North Cultural Arts. Half is at the French Creek Nature Center, or is it?
Yeah, we partnered with True North about 8 to 9 years ago, and it's been quite a great partnership for the Metro Parks. We help support the Main Stage Theater, which is the larger theater here with 160 seat theater, and then they are down the hall, they have a children's theater, and that is run by True North, and they have some great shows. And I was telling your gentleman over there, I saw the pajama game last week, and it's very, very good. And I know you're going to have Rick here tomorrow to talk about True North, and you can get a little bit of history and background about that. But I would suggest anybody coming to see the pajama game.
Pajama game.
See, my bad.
She
my
told
bad.
Me that she was yeah. able to get it. Pajama game.
Here I thought Rick had me so well trained.
And what's it about? What's it about for people who are not familiar with it?
Well, it is a musical, and actually the original, and you're an old movie buff, Craig, so the original movie had Doris Day in it.
I remember the name and sort of, but not much about it.
Yeah, it's about a pajama factory that they want a 7.5 cent raise.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
And I work out of Carlisle, and I actually took a call yesterday. A lady called to reserve, but she was asking about the musical. And here, 10 years ago, when she was in high school, she did the lead.
Wow.
I know. So she was like all excited, and she says, "Did they really do the 7.5 cent song?" And I said, "They did."
Wow, we shall find out. About
Can we
that.
Get that 7.5%? 7.5 cent thing.
7.5 cent. Any. I just look for the dimes I might invent in the parking lot in case somebody, you know, that's out there as well. But I found an arrowhead. That's the newsletter for the Metro Parks.
Mm-hmm.
And just briefly, we can work backwards.
Oh, I'm glad you have one. Thank you.
There's a golf fest coming up.
It is. So, it's Saturday.
So people, if they want to, maybe they're inspired by the British Open and they want to get out on
so,
the links.
And actually, if you grab an arrowhead, which is available at every park and most libraries, if you look on the second page, there is a form for the golf outing.
I see it right there.
Right there.
Forest Hills Golf.
Yeah, and I am still taking foursomes. It's $80 a person, and that includes a breakfast, a lunch, and a steak dinner afterwards. And then you get an Antigua golf shirt.
I don't know what that means.
It's a brand name.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
For a golfer, they would know what that
means.
Yes.
And a cart. A lot of fun. It's a good day.
All right. Now, there's something that's not in here that maybe you want to share with us.
Yes, it is.
Craig, hold on. This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
Okay.
We are doing our first annual Great Scavenger Hunt, sponsored by the Lorain County Metro Parks. It's going to be September 12th at 8 o'clock in the morning. You're going to meet at Forest Hills, which is where the golf outing is, and we're going to start there. We'll have a continental breakfast. It's $15 a person. You do need a team, so at least two people in the car, and you are required to drive your own car, and you will get a clue. You will go to a park. You will do an activity or a challenge, all family-friendly, and get your next clue and go to another park, and I'm not going to say how many parks we're going to go to, but it ends at about 1 o'clock with a lunch.
Bruce, this is right up your alley. This is like the Great Race or whatever.
It is, the Great Amazing Race, yeah.
That's right. That's his TV show.
Yeah,
well,
it's mine, too.
I like watching it. I don't know participating.
Yes, but they really have some tough challenges on that show.
Sure.
And we're not going to go there, so because, you know, we want to stay family-friendly and make it fun.
Well, that's really cool because you get people to go maybe to other parks they've never been
exactly,
to.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, a lot of our parks are not developed like French Creek or Sandy Ridge.
Right.
You know, we have Charlemont and Cayley and Kipton that are really not developed parks. So.
Okay. As long as I don't have to climb into an eagle's nest to get a clue or something like that, who knows what's going to happen. But that sounds like fun. What day is that again, Craig?
September 12th.
Yeah,
September 12th. Okay.
Well, so mark your calendars for that one.
What other things are happening at the Metro Parks? I looked in here, the Arrowhead. Have you been out to this, the teeny tiny things at the Miller Nature Preserve to see that fairy?
You know, I was going to talk about that too. And has anybody been there? It's so neat. I was a little reluctant about the whole fairy garden things, but when I got there and the little mini landscapes, it's really, really cool. I mean, for an example, they did a desert one. That was probably my favorite. And they just kind of shrunk everything down. I mean, there's a little tent and there's a little campfire and a little skull.
Okay, so a little tiny old...
And it's all scattered throughout the whole conservatory. And then we've had people come... guests come in and make them, and then they have display theirs outside. So now it overflows into the outside.
So there's almost a little scavenger hunt going on there as well, because as you're looking at everything in between and underneath, you'll see these
you see
displays.
Yeah, you see more and more. And really, they are kind of hidden away, you know, amongst the orchids and all the plants. And the butterfly house, of course, is open. So you can go out there and you can hold a butterfly and feed it on your finger, and that's always fun.
Talked to Linda Paul last night from there, and I guess it runs through about Labor Day or so?
It runs through Labor Day, yes, yes.
What other things are taking place throughout the county at the Metro Park?
Oh, we have so much going on. Summer camps are going on. We have another at Vermilion. The car show's coming up August 8th. Is that a Sunday? That's Sunday. It's either the 8th or the 9th. I think it's the 8th, that Sunday, yes. The car show at Vermilion, one of the second largest car shows in the state of Ohio. Also at Vermilion on August 30th, we have our Adventure Fest, which is a big family affair, and that's always a lot of fun. Our Music Under the Stars this Saturday at Sunday evening at Lakeview, which is our patriotic concert, which was canceled from June 14th because of rain. Imagine that. That's coming up on Sunday. If you have not had an opportunity to see that, it is the True North Band.
I know in the past you've had volleyball tournaments at Lakeview Beach in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that again
mm-hmm.
this coming
yes,
summer?
Yes, yes. We have one coming up July 27th, that okay. weekend. Yes, a volleyball tournament.
Lots of things going on. When we had earlier today, Ruth Horvath,
yes.
a friend of the mm-hmm. Metro Park, she talked about how there's already planning underway for the Halloween fair and maybe the holiday lights. Is that going
that is
on
correct.
Now?
Correct. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We've already have the holiday light schedule has already been circulated out and about the park for who's going to be working what night. So, yes. And then Halloween fair, of course, that's, you know, that start. We start talking about that in July. We have some new events, new displays coming in, new games for the kids. You know, we always want to improve on that.
That's a huge event.
It is
a major huge undertaking.
Event. We average anywhere between 4,000 to 6,000 people a night, and we do it for 6 nights, 3 weekends. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It is very cool.
I'm fascinated by this Junior Ranger program.
Oh,
anything
I'm sorry.
Anything with a badge.
And that's been canceled, oh. and I apologize. Yes.
What fascinated you about this?
He wanted a badge.
Get a badge. It says you're a Junior Ranger, just like oh. Ranger Andy here, I guess this is here.
And that Ranger Andy, a gentleman drew that for us. Was that 1965 or 62?
62.
Yeah.
Yes.
He drew that for us, and we found him in the archives. And last year at the fair, I don't know if anyone visited our fair booth tent last year. We went back to the old tent like we used to. We kind of did a retro Metro Park tent last year. And we had Ranger Andy, and then we had one of our rangers carve out of wood a new Andy, which you see there. And that was really cool.
Now, I don't want to get into the, you canceled. Was this because of lack of participation?
It was.
Like
it
that?
Was.
You couldn't find enough third and fourth
I know.
Graders?
And it was free.
Who wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
What's happening to this world, Craig, when you can't get somebody to be a junior,
You'd
junior
have been
ranger? I would have been.
I would have too.
It sounds like a lot of fun. But a lot of activities going on in the Metro Parks, and the Arrowhead is the place to get the details. Also, Facebook and online?
Yes, absolutely. Like us on Facebook. We keep our Facebook page up to date. A lot of our visitors share their photos because, you know, we can't be everywhere all the time. So our visitors come in, they take some really great pictures of birds or things that they see in the park, and they share it on our Facebook page. So that's always fun. Our website we keep up to date, which is www.metroparks.cc. And you can always call the park office if you have any questions.
Soggy Doggy pool party at the end of August.
Soggy Doggy is fun. I'm taking Henry.
So that's part of this.
There's about 130 dogs there, and they have a chance to just jump in the pool.
Right. Is anybody enjoying the splash zone this season? I mean, there's indoors, outdoors, but I mean, you know, anybody who has a pool or is waiting for that day where they're thinking.
I know. It's supposed to be hot this weekend. And I heard like 94 tomorrow.
But. Watch the best day be August 31st when the dogs are supposed to show up and everybody just says to
when they close it down,
kick the dogs off. But well, it's that's the weather.
It is the weather, and yeah. I'm curious to see what Fair Week's going to be like.
Well, we'll have fun out there. I know we'll be out at the fair, and we'll probably stop by and see at the booth that you'll have out there. Mm-hmm. Vanessa Clesta with the Metro Parks. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.